This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Saturday that military operations in northern Tigray region have been completed. This news came shortly after he announced that federal troops had seized full control of the regional capital, Mekele. There was no immediate comment from the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, forces, who have been fighting Ethiopian troops for the past 3 weeks in a conflict that has affected neighboring countries in the Horn of Africa. Abiy said police were searching for the TPLF leaders to bring them to justice. Claims from all sides, though, are difficult to verify since phone and internet links to the region have been down and access has been tightly controlled since the fighting started. Boko Haram fighters killed at least 43 farm workers and injured six as they worked in rice fields in northeast Nigeria Saturday. This is what anti-jihadist militia told the AFP news agency. The victims were laborers from Sokoto State in northwest Nigeria, roughly 1,000 kilometers away. They had traveled to the northeast to find work, according to the militiamen. Boko Haram and its Islamic State rival have increasingly targeted loggers, herders, and fishermen in their violent campaign, accusing them of spying and passing information to the military and the local militia fighting them. At least 36,000 people have been killed in the jihadist conflict, which has displaced around 2 million since 2009. An Israeli cabinet minister close to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday he had no clue who was behind the killing of an Iranian nuclear scientist in Tehran. Iran is blaming the Friday assassination of its top nuclear scientist on Israel.